off the ball breakfast.
I'm trying to go, is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we've reaction from a record-breaking Dublin derby at the Aviva. Shelburne have added a Liverpool defender to their squad. And Ruben Amorim concedes Manchester United just need to survive games after suffering a 12th league defeat of the season. But first, 33,208 fans at the Aviva Stadium helped break a 79-year League of Ireland attendance record yesterday. Ross Tierney's close-range finish after brilliant work from Connor Parsons handed Bohemians a 1-0 win over Shamrock Rovers to open their Premier Division season. The previous attendance record had stood since 1946, when 30,000 watched a meeting of Drumcondra and Cork United. After yesterday's game, the goal scorer spoke to Off the Ball's Cameron Hill.
Ross Tierney, a goal at the Aviva Stadium, that's not something we say too often when it comes to Bowls.
No, not too often when it comes to myself either. Obviously, for the build-up to the goal, I think Connor done extremely well. We know how good he is 1v1, so we knew to leave him on his own. And yeah, thankfully it came off the post back to me and I was just there to put it in.
Yeah, it must be really refreshing to have the likes of Connor come in, obviously Lise Moussey as well, but even last year there were glimmers of what the attacking, a really all-out attack Bows could be. Adding those pieces now and having those players to play off must be, you must feel you can bring it on another step this year.
Yeah, look, obviously the players that have come in, they've come in and embedded into the squad quite quickly. I think you can see Connor was probably the latest to come in and he's done so well today. Well, you just got to look at the bench we have, the players that didn't get on and the players that didn't make the squad. I think it'll keep us going this season, and obviously the lads that have started today will be pushed all the way. And listen, we've got such a good squad, we're in it together, and like I said, the change that we can make now is unbelievable, and it's only going to make us better for going towards the end of the season.
Rovers manager Stephen Bradley felt his side deserved more from the game, and he also had some words for the Ireland manager. Prior to Christmas, Heimir Hallgrímsson claimed some Rovers players would benefit from moving away from the domestic league. Those comments have rubbed Bradley up the wrong way.
I think it's a complete disconnect between the FAI and the national team manager and the league. I think that's quite obvious. The comments, we're trying to grow the league, we're trying to make it better in every aspect. Everyone across the league is working hard, and your international manager is encouraging players to leave the league to get capped. It should be the opposite. The message should be the opposite. But I think that shows the disconnect between the men's senior team and the league in general. Well, the pleasure, the
privilege is mine. What a start to the new season. Shelburne 3 as the lights go out at Talca Park. I hope we're still on air. All the floodlights have gone off. Somebody go and find themselves a generator, because that right now is the only thing that can stop Shelburne.
Damien, would you tuck me if I said Shelburne were electric?
Excuse the pun. Would you punch me if I said there's a light and it never goes out by the Smiths? Because that Shelburne Football Club, you can kick us down, beat us down, turn our lights off, we'll always put them back on.
Shelburne have signed defender James Norris on loan from Liverpool. The 21-year-old left-back spent the last English season on loan at Tranmere, where he made 16 appearances. He started their final five games of the campaign. Norris has made two senior appearances for Liverpool. The last of them was a cameo as a substitute in an FA Cup third-round win over Shrewsbury 3 years ago. He'll provide competition for Shell's left-back position, where Cameron Ledwidge started in Friday's win at Hampton Derry. After that game, Shell's boss Damien Duff spoke to Nathan.
Absolutely fabulous, a statement win, but it's doing and making these statements over the course of a season, so you can't come off it. The word that keeps coming back to us and we keep repeating between ourselves is being relentless, and we have to be.
That first half, was that on a par with anything you did last season?
Yeah, listen, I'm not getting carried away. I'll have to watch it back with different eyes, camera eyes, but I think we started really well, 15, 20 minutes. We get the goal, they come straight back. That's a disappointment. We take pride in A, stopping crosses, B, defending crosses. Again, we come back with a goal straight away, great timing, but here I'll have to look back at us with the ball. Granted, we scored 3 goals in the first half, but I think as the half wore on, they got more and more into the game. But listen, make no bones about it, absolutely deserved. It could have been an awful lot more, not over the 45 minutes, over the 90.
Right, it's interesting because Tiernan Lynch was just saying he didn't think there was that much between the two sides.
listen, there's three more games and they've got a top manager who did amazing things with Larne. They've got amazing players. They've always had football and gods the last few years. That's what I always call them. They've brought in football and gods. But here, maybe, again, I'll watch it back tomorrow with calmer eyes, fresher eyes, because I could have thought Meepo could have had 4 or 5 in the second half, but maybe I'm wrong.
When it comes to Meepo in the second half, is the obvious thing to give the cliche of you'd be more concerned if he wasn't getting into those positions?
Absolutely, yeah. He's like a pig upstairs. And I love that. I've come across a few players, and I think always the top boys, that top mentality, killer mentality. Here, don't get me wrong, he's so pleased and happy that we won. But he's here, he's gone home grumpy tonight as well, because he just wants stats and score goals. So I'll never criticise anyone for missing chances. And the most beautiful thing is he got a lot tonight, which is exciting going forward.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim concedes they need to just survive game to game for the rest of the season. Yesterday's 1-0 loss away to Tottenham was their 12th defeat of a miserable Premier League campaign. They're 15th in the table. On Saturday, they go to former manager David Moyes in Everton, where Amorim hopes they can grind out a result.
We need to stop focusing on the big picture. It's not the moment to do that. Just focus on the next game. Let's do everything to win some games to finish the season, and then think in the big picture. In this moment, is just to try to stay with the players healthy, to recover some players, and focus on what we have to do in the next game, and that is our goal.
Despite yesterday's 3 points, Ange Postecoglou says Tottenham's current position of 12th is unacceptable. However, he hopes the slow trickle of players coming back from injury can nudge them further up the table.
Yeah, I don't know if confidence is the right word, but you're right about lifting the mood. I sense that training, not just with the players, even the coaches, you know, we've hardly trained the last 2 months. We've just kind of gone out there and tried to work on things without putting a physical toll on the players because of the game schedule. And also, we've had to do it with under 21 and under 18 players. But this week, all of a sudden, we've had, you know, 20 senior fit players, which gives everyone a boost. Training's a little bit more sort of energetic. It's more up-tempo. The players and the coaches all kind of respond to that and feeds in. That's why I thought it was important today we got to win, because, you know, that allows us then, okay, well, we can do that again this week, build into a big week. And there's no doubt the players understand, you know, when you see the likes of Vic and Matters and Destiny, Brennan, Wilson all training again, and, you know, they feel good as well, because, you know, as much as all the players want to play, they also know that they needed help, and, they got it this week.
Wolves remain 2 points from safety after yesterday's 2-1 loss away to Liverpool, who restored their 7-point lead at the top. It was a valiant effort at Anfield from Vito Pereira's side. And speaking to Off the Ball after the game, Matt Doherty remains confident that Wolves can steer away from trouble.
Matt, you couldn't really throw much more at that in the second half.
Yeah, look, we were good in the second half. I thought we showed them too much respect in the first half, and we came out ready to risk losing 4 or 5 nil in the second half. That was the message anyway, and like, we pressed well, and honestly disappointed to not get one over the line towards the end.
Yeah, the first half and the slow start, there seemed to be a bit of frustration in there with the referee as well, and a lot of the decisions that were going against you.
We just thought everything was a little bit soft, and then the one that wasn't soft was dealt with in a soft way. So a bit of frustration, and I think it was probably just we were a bit frustrated with our own performance as well. We didn't play well in the first half at all. Showed them too much respect, and we changed that at halftime.
Yeah, because assuming you come out here, you want to bring a bit of physicality coming down the field.
Yeah, like we just didn't press. We didn't press well. We let them have the ball. We dropped too deep. Like I said, we just showed them too much respect. It looked like it was going to be an easy day for them in the end. The second half is more what is kind of the benchmark for us now. It's more what we want to be playing like.
Do you get a sense quite quickly in the second half that you could get at them?
Yeah, because we decided to play well, basically. We felt like they were on the ropes. I mean, a lot of the second half, especially after we went 1-0 up. I mean, even before that, we had some good opportunities. We had a really good chance when we went clean through. But we had a lot of dangerous positions, you know, around the edge of the box, where the last pass we were just missing. And it's one of those that after the first half, which was 2-0, was probably about fair. We feel like it was a bit disappointed we didn't drag it back.
How are you dealing with the stress of this situation that you're in? You know, it looks like it's 3 from 4 the way the table is shaping up.
Yeah, I mean, it looks that way, but I mean, there is a lot of games still to go. I mean, on paper, we're off the, we're coming towards the back end of a tough run, and look, it's in our own hands. We know that we have the quality and the talent in the squad to get through it in the end, and look, like I just said, it's in our own hands.
Motherwell have appointed former Austria Vienna boss Michael Wimmer as their new manager. The German was reportedly close to joining Bristol Rovers in December. Subject to a work permit being approved, Wimmer will succeed Stuart Kettlewell, who resigned last month. Motherwell are eighth in the Scottish Premiership. And Aki Williams says there's no place for racist chants in football after Athletic Bilbao's game at Espanyol was paused yesterday. The winger alleged that his teammate Marouan Sanadi had been targeted by some home fans in Barcelona. The referee stopped the game for around 3 minutes before a message was voiced inside the stadium. After the 1-1 draw, both clubs condemned the chants. A select number of Everton fans will get to see football at their new Bramley Moore Dock Stadium for the first time this evening. 10,000 tickets were made available for the first test event, an under-18s game against Wigan. It'll be scaled up over the coming months ahead of the full opening of the venue for next season, with a capacity of over 52,000. And Lille boss Bruno Genesio says Nabil Bentaleb's return to football after last summer's cardiac arrest is worthy of a film. Last night, the former Tottenham midfielder scored 4 minutes into his comeback in a 2-0 win against Rennes. He had come on as a late substitute in the Ligue 1 match. The French Football Federation had only cleared him to return on Wednesday following a medical commission meeting.